Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
we
finally get to hear from the inner circle about their thoughts on Golden Bachelor. I've been doing Golden in New York and Paradise in LA, but I flippity flopped this week, honey. Oh, we got the old school, we got the innermost inner core.
OG, OG.
Yes, yes. Accept this rose into your world. Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Rain, coming to you from my mom's bougie apartment in New York City. And I am Zooming with Los Angeles. Could not be happier to have the people where it all began. And we haven't heard a full Los Angeles episode yet of Golden Bachelor. I'm not even going to taint what they have to say.
Did you just say taint?
I did.
Okay, I'm just...
The Golden Taint Chiller.
Okay.
The Golden Taint Chiller is my favorite show. Ladies and gentlemen, with me, a woman that I started this podcast with in her kitchen, boobs in the moonlight, 7,000 years ago, when she lived with her twin and her kitty cat, Peanut.
R.I.P.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, my platonic life partner, Aaron Foley.
Hello.
You know what? I can see your credits because you are in the WGA. So she's a writer on That 90s Show. She was a writer on One Day at a Time. She has a comedy album called Deep Dive. She's a brilliant stand-up. You know her. You love her. It's my girl, Aaron Foley. Hi, Aaron.
Bitchin' Kitchen. We can say that now. We started it in the Bitchin' Kitchen.
We started it in the Bitchin' Kitchen. You play pickleball.
This was the greatest episode for me to watch of all time.
I mean, the show is so fun. And by the way, it's the perfect length. It's the ideal Bachelor show. I hope we get nothing but golden from now on.
Yes.
I wouldn't even mind like a 40s, like a divorcee like one. I think that'd be fun. Also with us is a man. Is he ever going to find love? He's a podcaster. He's a rock star. He's an actor, but mostly he's Bachelor of the Year. 2016, 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Is this the year? Is this the year that our Bachelor of the Year is going to find love? Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict!
Yay! Hi!
Yay!
Hi, so happy to be back.
We love you so much. You've been busy.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a tough time. Dude. Just, you know what I mean?
Dude. I'm
looking for something to juggle.
Dude, I've been juggling. I'm going to bring in our queens and I'm going to tell you I met some more listeners. But okay, with us today, we couldn't do this without the production team. We want to get an update. We're going to start with our girl, Katie Levine. Scout Watch, tell all the listeners, they want to know how Scout is. How is Scout doing?
She's doing okay. She has to go in for more tests, but she's doing okay.
Glad that you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, she's doing, like, she's having a great time. She's getting all these extra treats. She's real happy.
Well, why don't you... Do you want me to call on you at like normal, or do you want?
Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna call on you like normal, and then if you're like, "Hey, I don't really want to participate," you. Can
it's totally yeah. It's fine. Okay, it's fine.
All right. Look, you know I understand a grief island, and it's everybody's choose your own adventure on grief island. So whatever the pace is for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Also with us is a woman who has been on a journey, and she's becoming best friends with Adam Devine, and I'm here for it, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anna Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Tana, Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier, Levine. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Panana. How are you, Dr. Panana?
I like that I've also taken Levine.
Well, that's with the cat. Oh, wait, hold on. While you guys chat amongst yourselves, I'm going to get the cat photo. I found it.
I was like, are Katie and Anna Banana dating?
Yeah,
I've been another
in a relationship
Levine.
With everyone.
So these were all printed out for me and Katie and Anna. They were It was named. Okay, so this is written on the bottom. It's Dr. Arden, Anna Banana, Hannah Montana, Roseanne, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Levine. That's it, right
what
there.
What a cutie!
Nice. Isn't that a cute creature?
This is her cat, because I think she was like fostering this cat.
This is her cat.
Okay, she
this
kept
is
the
her
cat.
Yeah. And I have. I'm gonna bring one back to the studio. Oh look!
Oh, this
is Arden and Moo Moo.
Oh my god!
And then there's another, but I have a printout for you guys. Yeah, so you each all get our.
Oh, nice.
So cute.
I have the name written on the bottom.
Once again, we have the best listeners.
That's amazing.
In all of the world. Well, okay, I'm going to start with Aaron Foley. Aaron, you started hearing, I listen to the wind,
done.
The wind.
Done.
I
Tears.
Mean, I couldn't make it through. I had to hit play. So for those listening at home, we're back on for episode one, just because she watched the whole season last night. The dignity, could you believe that they actually got, the producers got it right. They've actually treated this person with dignity. Give me all your thoughts on the overall show, and then we'll get down to episode four. Aaron Foley.
Okay, well, I'll just try to keep this brief because I could talk about it for an hour and a half. And maybe it's because I'm older,
Yeah.
But I love the show so much.
Me too.
I just got so burnt out on this obsession with like 24-year-olds trying to find love and their ass crack hanging out. And just like, you know, I'm totally here for some sweet VIP. I love a good island of trash, and I love them all, and it's fun. But to me, this Golden Bachelor is like exactly what I didn't know I needed, but now I'm obsessed. And it's also like, I'm so in love with the women as much as I am with him. And I, you know, I went into it like with an open mind, like, you know what I mean? I was excited, but then Cat Stevens, I heard the opening chords and I go,
I know.
Well, where's my Kleenex? I'm fucking down. I can't recover. I had to pause it to sob.
Me too.
Even that song cue, like they never get it right. And they totally got it right.
Yeah.
Right? It was cinematic.
Yeah.
It was cinematic. And then, okay, Rob, are you loving it? Like you love it.
I love it. And I just had to catch up as well. And I had seen the pilot. I had seen the beginning of the pilot. But then I watched it.
Did you sob?
Yeah.
Did you sob during the flash mob? No, I saw during the flash mob when they started doing Don't Stop Believing.
Oh,
yeah,
Did you, Aaron, sob during the flash mob?
I was just going to say, like, it's so, like, there's so many, like, incredible moments within every kind of date. Like, even, like, the woman saying, I don't know which one it was, sorry, but saying, like, I didn't know, just because of their age and their experience and their partners passing away or not finding love or going through divorce. And it's like, I never thought this, I could feel this way again. This is what I needed. First of all, I'm so obsessed with Ellen. I don't even know where to begin.
I'm obsessed with Ellen.
If they don't wind up together, I'm going to throw myself off the balcony. Anyway, so I just, you know what I mean? So there's all, like, he's so gracious, you know? And I know
he's an active listener. He actually listens.
Yeah. Yeah.
To have a man who's, he's a compassionate, active listener.
Yeah. My God. Look, my only concern is how is there going to be a season two? You're not going to find anyone as good as him. He's such a genuinely good person. He seems like
he's humble. He's manly without being a blowhard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I mean,
the hearing aids.
The hearing aids. That's where I was like, I'm done. Of course.
And he's so handsome.
Maybe he's not an active listener. Maybe he just can't hear.
That's the secret.
Find a man that's like barely hanging in there because he's trying to lip read. And then you feel seen.
But he also is
I see you. I don't hear you so great.
I see you.
But I'm holding space.
You're right. I also wonder if that is, if he has to really lock in to hear, if that helps, if that's like a little bit of a gift.
Yeah.
He also like to have a person, because he was widowed fairly young, or like a widower fairly young, where, you know, so she died. He was like in his early 60s, and it sounds like he didn't go on like a hump tour around Indiana. Mm-mm, like that he was so tried and true to Tony, and that he's such a gentleman, and that he also happens to have all these girls in it, like his daughters and granddaughters, all these female and all these women around him. Like, he's a unicorn. You know what? You know how they taunted us for years going, do you have a senior in your life? They waited till they found the best
one. The right one. Yeah.
But even, even that little moment of like, you're getting life lessons too, which I really appreciate. He's like, you know, we waited till she retired, and then we waited and we finally bought our dream home. And then this happens. And I'm sitting there going, I looked at my partner, Sarah. I'm like, let's go to Cuba. I'm going to start cooking. You know, it's like, you know, makes you like think instead of like, you know, backing that ass up and, you know, getting these ding dongs trying to date at 12, you know?
Yes.
No, it's literally so compelling. And it's so compelling in a way that I really hope they do a bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I hope like just even Joan leaving and saying, Joan, who's such a stone cold fox, and saying you become invisible, and you're like, you, Joan? Like, what are you talking about? You're drop dead gorgeous. But
it's life. They've lived, you know, and that's the thing you realize you've been missing from The Bachelor is life experience.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so, and they're such babes. I also love how much, I love that Susan, we call her Susan Jenner because she looks like Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, she really does.
And by the way, she hasn't mentioned Kris Jenner. In her bio, it said that Kris Jenner is her idol, but Susan Jenner is the house hairstylist. They're having the best time. Dr. Banana. I mean, again, are you as obsessed as we are?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I like that it's so pure. I love that the women are just like unapologetically themselves. Like they have nothing to hide. Like the way they talk to the host. What's his name?
Jesse Palmer, our new friend Jesse Palmer.
Like when he brings the date card out and they're like, what's that?
What's this?
Yeah.
What do you want? What are you doing here? Are you going to read that? Okay. All right, Jesse. Like the way they just treat him, like he's like.
I know.
The butler.
It's so
he's
funny.
The butler.
Yeah.
What are we doing this week? What am I going to wear?
Oh, look what is this guy?
Well, I didn't bring pickleball clothes. I don't know how to play pickleball.
Now, a second. Is the guacamole giving me gas?
Like, it's the mole. So it's like, the mole. No, it's not the mole.
It's the meatballs.
It's the meatballs. It was the meatballs.
Takes me 4 hours to get my face and my ass ready. We need more time for these dates.
Katie, you've seen every single season of this show.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to throw this out to the group, but I'm going to start with Katie. Do you think, because you saw early seasons before Instagram, where there was a purity to the show, do you think the popularity of the Golden Bachelor, will it be ruined after this? Are people going to, are there going to be thirsty seniors coming on? Like, do you think that this is like a, like, lightning in a bottle that can't be repeated, or do you think they can do it again?
I think they could do it again. I think it'll be a little harder, but I think also, if no offense to these older women, but if they try to be like, if they try to game the system, I think they're going to be a little more obvious about it because they're not going to know how to do it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think it'll still be pretty innocent. Like, I think there will still be a lot of people coming on for love, because I don't know. I just, like, none of these women, I see them really, like, trying to become influencers, you know? Like, I don't know.
Okay, so who sent us? Somebody sent us a book. April has a book coming out.
Oh, yeah, about yeah.
She dated Frankie Valli.
She's a nightmare.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Get over yourself.
Who was a nightmare?
April.
She's there for, like, attention.
But she kind of... She kind of won me over because she was my pick to be like the villain. And then she was so sort of sweet and seemed to be nice to the other women. She didn't turn out to be a Kathy or a Teresa. You know, like, she's at least just sort of like pretty and hanging out. And, you know, she was sort of as advertised, but like kind of sweeter. The other women seemed to like her, which made me think maybe she is what she is. She's just like a little cute Florida therapist, cutie patootie, you know. April Bunny. I don't know.
I mean, I did have to say one of the funniest moments I've ever seen on television is her fake ankle roll.
She could have really hurt herself. I mean, the actual fall. Okay, so here we are. Yeah. We're at the top of the episode. We're at episode 4. And Teresa, who is the real shit stirrer. Teresa's in the, like, again, you don't want to be the tattletale. You always get sent home unless you're so hot. You have to be, it never works when you're the tattle. So that but the opening shot of her shadow boxing the air going, I'm exercised. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not hitting anything. Teresa, the little innocent lamb who cannot stop putting, like, she can't. At this point, I'm now almost on Kathy's side because she's been warned, even though Kathy's very gruff, but Teresa's been warned so many times and she can't stop going, I had the first date. We're going to, like, but I kind of feel bad for her. But watching her shadow boxing the air, exercising, she was surprised that Kathy was hurt. Have you ever seen exercise like that? You're a sports lover, Erin Foley.
You know what? I haven't. I've never seen anything like that. And boy, do I hope, I get more of it. Because
it was incredible.
She moved into an undercut thing where she like punched it from the bottom up.
I mean, she looks tight. So whatever the shadow boxing is working.
I like a little misdirection on exercise, you know, like why not just get out there and just start, you know, it sort of was like an untamed jazzercise. Just get out there and just move around. You're moving. I loved it.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on coming into this episode? Are you on Teresa or Kathy? Are you on Teresa who had the date and then Gary comforted her in the bedroom? Or are you on Kathy who cannot be cool and she's part of Who's Asking, the Asking crew? How are you feeling about Kathy versus Teresa coming into this episode?
Me? I'm unapologetically obsessed with Kathy. I love her so. She just reminds me of a New Yorker, just like, zip it, lady. We don't want to hear it. Let's go. Like, I just love her energy. I love her directness. I just think, probably this isn't the showcase for her, but I love that she just can't let it go.
Rob Benedict, are you Team Teresa or are you Team Kathy into this episode?
At the beginning of this episode, coming in, I was Team Teresa. I thought Kathy was being a bully a little bit, you know. And then by the end of it, there is a point where you're like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, Dr. Banana, I feel like you have a Kathy Zip It impression. Can I hear your Kathy say Zip It?
She'd be like, zip it.
You gotta zip it. Zip it. You zip gotta it. Zip it. No, I'm telling you, zip it.
Zip it.
You better zip it. No, listen to me. Look, I don't care. He's up. He's coming to you in the bedroom. I'm telling you, hey,
that's what
listen.
I'm talking about.
Have you ever
zip
heard,
it.
You know, loose lips sink ships? What I'm saying to you is zip it. Katie.
Look, Teresa, you asking? We're telling. Zip it.
You asking? Well, we're saying is you fucking zip it.
Have
all
you
right?
heard that saying? Do you know what a saying is?
Do you know what a saying is?
Do you know
how they say? Yeah, there's going to be like little bunnies get run over when they talk too much. That's you.
That's it.
You're the fucking bunny. I'm in a Mack truck. You better fucking zip it. Katie Levine, going into the episode, because you could change by the end, starting coming out of episode 3, whose team are you on? Okay. Team Askin or Team Teresa? Are you Askin or Teresa?
Going into it, I was in Askin, and I did change, though.
Okay. Ooh. Interesting. Yeah. You were more okay.
I thought Kathy got so mean. Oh. I was like, okay. I just thought it was too much.
Okay, so there's so many people who don't watch the franchise but listen to the podcast. So we'll get to what happened. So basically, Trista Ryan shows up and Ellen, our girl Ellen, freaks out. And she's like, oh, OMG. That's what Ellen goes, OMG. Oh, that's Trista. Oh, she's been married 22 years. This is my idol. And then she's like, Teresa starts talking, and because she's like, well, I'm here to say, girls, anything's possible. Like, I've been with my firefighter for 22 years. And Teresa goes, in front of everyone, funny you should ask. I got the first date. That's how I feel. And Kathy, I wish she could put the little cowgirl hat that she had on at the talent show. Watch. I wish she could just glare at her in that tiny cowgirl hat again when Teresa's telling Trista Ryan. I mean, Erin Foley, when Teresa said she got the first date, what did you want to say to her?
Zip it. Just zip it. Just shut your pie hole, lady. We all know it. As my granddaughter says, STFU. Shut the fuck up. The young kids are saying it. You know the expression, take a loaf of bread and shut your fucking mouth?
I mean, Robbie, were you shocked when she told Trista, when she did, after all that bullshit,
I
when
know.
She opened her mouth again
I
and
know.
Told Trista,
that's the thing.
I got the first day, were you like, STFU?
Yeah, I was like, at first I was like, what Katie said, like, I was against Kathy because I felt like she was being a bully, and then my goodness, like she just opens her fucking mouth again and it makes you crazy. I was like, Teresa, I want to be on your side. Hey, up here. ZIP it. Zip it.
There's a phrase that I like to say, TNFZ, which is truth never fucking zips it.
You know what I'm saying? Loose rats ruin the city. You heard that? It's a saying. We say that.
It's insane. So shut the fuck up. I'm asking. I'm telling you, shut the fuck up. Dr. Banana, what did you want to say to her when she said to Trista, I had the first date?
Here's the thing. Teresa, I don't think she is. She's not malicious at all.
Is she?
I think she's just a dummy.
Maybe she's
she might be oop and stay. She might be a little oop and stay.
Which is what Kathy said.
She might not have it all up in there, you know. Like, I think she's just not. I don't know what is going on, but I think she just doesn't get that she keeps coming off so, like, you know, like she doesn't care about the other girls.
Katie Levine.
I agree. I just think she's not thinking. I think she also is like, my mom can be like this, where she just keeps talking to, like, fill the air. And you're just like, you don't have to talk.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
You know, and like, I kind of think she just... And I think she is giddy, and I think she might have not had attention in a while.
Right.
But I don't find it malicious.
I could see my mom being both a Teresa and a Kathy. I could see her being very focused on getting the guy and being like, I got the first date. And then I could see her starting the Ask Gin Club. April, Sandra, Janet, Nancy, and being like, oh, Teresa thinks she's all that. She better shut the fuck up. Like, I could fully see her doing Asgen. Ass jam. Yes. Okay, so then the date goes to Leslie, the dancer that couldn't roll when she didn't get to wear the jacket the photo shoot with Franco. She was like very hurt, but Leslie Prince wrote a song about her. She kind of looks like Faith.
Her That's my Leslie skills, impression.
Her dancing skills were a little jazzercise. It was a little Zumba.
Yeah.
She and Faith look very similar to me, and he seems to be horny for this look. Would you agree, Rob Benedict, as the straight man in the crowd? Would horny see horny? Like, would you see, like, oh, that's my bro, that's his type. He likes a Faith, he likes a Leslie.
Yeah, he definitely, that's true. But look, by the way, P.S., I really miss Edith. Really heartbroken.
I mean, can we discuss the fact that he didn't even talk to Edith.
She was the most gorgeous one. She was beautiful.
She was first one out of the limo.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, both those women, Leslie and Faith, and also a little bit Kathy, they have that sort of the same kind of shaped face, but... I don't know. At the same time, Ellen, their vibes with Ellen.
I mean, but I wonder if she's going to friend zone it because his wife, Tony, Susan Jenner, reminds him of Tony. I think he likes a brunette. I fear Mother Nature likes what Mother Nature likes. Mm. And I don't think our king, except for Joan, he was horny for Joan. I don't think our king likes a blonde. Blondes. Why would you ignore Edith? Were you shocked? Do you remember Edith, Aaron? The bouncy blonde that she, Rob
like,
was
she's like
horny if, for.
Platinum blonde hair.
Yeah.
Platinum that got out of the limo and she was, I think she was Spanish. She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anna looks confused.
No, I was saying, I think she was.
Gort. Anyway,
could have had a conversation off. You know, screen that just didn't go well or something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I...
Well, so
Faith and Leslie are... Leslie is like a...
Oh, yeah, there she is. There she is. She was so gorgeous. The hair. She must have slept in curlers. She must have set her hair and gone to bed and just woken up with, like, Bond girl hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the date goes to Leslie, but before that, we get a group date, and it's pickleball. They wheel out Joey the Bachelor... And he seemed in over his head. He was like, the ladies were like, get out of my way.
Wasn't he
Although
a tennis
Kathy,
pro?
Kathy was like, look, I'm just saying, he's young enough to be my grandson, but I'm available. And I'm like,
oh,
get it.
I love Kathy. I just, when she said that, I was like, I knew I loved you. And now I love you more.
My mom would have been pushing Gary out of the way to get to Joey. Are you kidding me? There's no way. If she saw Joey was on the as an option, forget it. So then... Ellen is ready for pickleball. Gary's fired up. Joey's there. Susan is like, everybody is like, I am into this. This is amazing. And then April pulls the move of a century. Now, not all of them can play. We've got a few champs. Ellen is a captain of her pickleball team. She's a co-captain. The gals were all good sports. They were all in. They were trying. The gals are hearty and fun. Sandra did a dive into the crowd. Sandra is 75. We later find out that she like boned down with her husband at the office.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get to that. Like, these ladies are well into their 70s, diving into crowds, going for the team. And April, the little like cute little sexy bunny, throws herself believably on the ground in a way that looked like she actively threw herself down, like a very good stunt. And she was like, I broke my ankle. And then it was just to be like, oh, thank you, Gary. Thank you. Okay, Daddy. Thank you for helping me, Daddy. And then she was back in the game.
Back.
And I was here for it.
Yeah.
If a 22-year-old had done that, I would be like, she's a villain. April risking an actual injury to do it, I was here for it. She's a therapist. She manipulated the situation. I ended up loving our Queen April, Erin Foley. For the win, talk to us.
Well, listen, you're slowly changing my mind with that take. I just couldn't believe, how many times I could rewind it because it was making me laugh so hard because I just was like, wait, what? And then she winks to the camera and I was like,
incredible.
No, like it was just a moment where my jaw just absolutely dropped and I was like, no way. So my first response was just like, oh my God, how, no, like, it was like negative, but like also like good for her, but also no. It was a lot of mixed emotions on that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'd grown up not looking like Barb from Stranger Things and without like a, being like a clowny girl, that could have been me. That could have been future me.
You would have been April.
Winking at the camera.
You would have made
like throwing myself on the ground. Yeah, April, throwing myself on the ground, going, help. I'd be like, thank you. Like, I don't see my, like, if my earlier life had gone a different way, there's a world where I could have done that. Rob Benedict, how did you feel? Ooh, Mittens is coming to join us, by the way. Rob Benedict,
I could
how
see,
did you feel?
Arden, I could see you making a calendar with you on every month.
Yeah. And I'd be like, Miss December, I'm a little snow bunny. Ooh, I'm a snow bunny on the beach in a Santa bikini. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, April, I mean, I was like, oh my God. The fact that none of the other, I almost said moms, none of the other women, like, none of the other women reacted like, oh, you faker. Everyone's like, oh, honey, you okay? Yeah. You okay?
They all
like,
love
they
April. All,
yeah.
You know, I think they realized that Gary wasn't talking to her. Like, she wasn't really a real threat ever. He never seemed interested. He likes the more brunette-y. She's not his type.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A different, okay, when my computer's moving, it's because Mittens is rubbing it. Dr. Banana, Katie, what did you think of April throwing herself
okay.
on the ground?
I rewatched this footage over and over again because I kept being like, did she trip? But if you really look at it, she so clearly just throws herself
yes.
on the ground.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
At no point do you go like, okay, no, see, the ankle rolls after she's already falling. So yeah. you're like, okay, this, you just fell. You just threw, the way she yeah. runs, she's like, oh. Uh-oh. Like, I kept watching it because I was like, yeah, right.
And she
April.
Immediately says, I broke it. She was like, I think
yeah,
it's
she
broken.
Goes, it's broken. And I'm like, that's not how that works. If it was really broken, you'd be like, ah! Like, you wouldn't be able to say it's broken. You would be reacting yeah. to the pain.
Meanwhile, another woman actually did hurt her ankle.
Yeah, I know. They completely glossed over how Nancy got hurt. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
What?
Did you in slow-mo though? One time I played it back in slow-mo and you could see April take the banana peel out of her pocket, put it on the court, fall on it, and then put the banana peel back in her skirt. It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
In her skirt.
Mittens loved it. Mittens.
Oh, Mittens.
Hi, Mittens. Mittens now, recently Mittens has had like a 1,000-yard stare. Like she looks like she's seen stuff. Like her face is so like.
She hates New York so much. She's not a New York girl. She likes LA much better.
Hey, Mittens.
She fucking hates it. Look at her. She wants to die.
Anna, I think the.
She hates it here.
The picture okay. for the episode should be a banana in a skirt. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're right. The sheer fact that what's her name, Nancy, who's a little bit like tenuously like fragile being there mentally anyway, yeah. actually did get a stress fracture and like April got all the attention is wild.
Wow. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the winner, of course, Ellen wanted it. We have Pinky Dinky, we have the Bitchin' Kitchen, diving into the crowd, the prize is a spread in Pickleball magazine with Gary.
Now,
huge.
How long have you had your subscription, Erin?
Oh, God, it's going on about 18 months. I got in before the magazine started. I was an early investor. I just love the pickleball. Like, first of all, I know I'm an obsessed pickleball player. My partner is so good. It's, like, insane. But I just thought their attitudes, all of them, first of all, it's hard to play. Like, and is it Sandra? Is it?
Sandra.
Sandra has two artificial knees. And then she's like, I'm also blowing off my daughter's wedding. And then, like, cranky across
oh my
the
God.
Court. I was like.
It was, like, such a good sport about it.
But
like,
ice cream
fun.
Is her kryptonite.
Oh my God. Then okay. she went down. She went down with a chunky monkey. But like the Bitchin' Kitchen, like the names, I loved it all.
It makes me actually go, oh, so the producers can do a classy show. Yes. They just choose not to.
I loved it.
And
they got it all right. Katie Levine, did you enjoy overall the pickleball as a group date?
I loved it. I honestly hope that we see more. Like, I think they should do it again. Yeah.
It was so fun.
Well, because also he was like, pickleball's a really big part of my life. So if you're going to be with me, you're going to have to play pickleball.
Yeah.
Like, watching his face and how delighted he is. Yeah. Too, he's so, he gets more and more handsome to me. I just feel like he's so, He's so enjoying the ride. Yeah. And I can see that he also seems very protective of all of the women in a way that's not creepy, but like as a friend even, that he's so tickled by all of them that like, it's such a fun, his eyes are twinkly and you can see that he's so present and just delighted by the whole experience. And he seems so open to like truly finding his next person, yeah, whether it's wife or what. I don't know what the end game is, but anyway, why don't we take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're talking about Sandra and her daughter's wedding.
Oh my God.
No, they did not. No, they did not.
Oh, yes, they did.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. So it turns out Sandra doesn't even bring it up. She's not like, again, a 23-year-old, if it like been like, I have a son and it's a high school graduate, whatever. Like, she was so chill about it. Like, Joan left last week with a baby. Sandra's so chill. But it's, to me, I'm also like, why didn't her daughter just pause it for a second? Like,
yeah, what so was going on there?
He FaceTimes they do a FaceTime and she was so touched and she's so fun. And like, I like that she's like, you know what? No, mom's staying. I like Gary. I'm not leaving. And I'm not going to be a baby about it. I'm like, I really liked her. I liked this generation has thick skin and they've been through some shit and mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob, what did you think of missing? If you were the daughter, would you have just moved the date?
I would have at least been pissed about it if I were the daughter. You know what I mean? I was like, at first I was like, is there something going on with she doesn't like the boyfriend or what?
Yeah.
It seemed fine. Her daughter was like, we did it. We did it. Yeah. But I couldn't help, like a part of me was like, we did it, mom.
Yeah.
No thanks to you, mom.
It was wild.
But it was all good.
I mean, I guess you put your deposit down so you can't, like, it is, you can't, like, you secure the date. So they probably, her mom probably didn't know she was going to be on, and probably didn't know she was going to last this long. Right. Like, you never know how long you're going to be on there. You could get cut night one.
And then the ice cream was really her kryptonite.
Dude, that. Well, so then we get to, it's her daughter's wedding. Yeah, we're going to get to the ice cream. The ice cream was incredible. The ladies, the friendship. Because we never usually see like a meanwhile back at the ranch where people are actually having fun. You know what I mean? Like you see them kind of like shit talking or being at. But like you never. This is women that like play cards. They're doing each other's hair. They're cooking meatballs. Like they're having fun in the hot tub. They are fully on vacay. And I'm here for it. She's like, they call and they're all dressed up and there's an after party for pickleball. And they look so cute in their little like day dresses. The fashion is, whoever styled all of them, all their daughters or their granddaughters, I feel like all of them look very well put together, super chic. And my shout out to whoever helped outfit all of these gals. They look current and age appropriate and beautiful. So at the after party, Teresa pulls Kathy aside. I mean, she just can't get it right.
Yeah, no, she can't get it right.
Like every time she goes to douse out the fire, she just adds more kindling and wood. And so she's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
I just wanted to tell you about what happened to me on the first night and what that was like.
Yeah, she's like, hey, exactly. I got the first date. I don't know if you know, but
Did you know that? It was a great date.
Yeah. And we talked about traveling and we had a flash mob. So Kathy says to Teresa, I'm an open and honest communicator. Please don't tell me what's going on. I don't want to know. When he said to you, when you told me that he comforted you in the bedroom, now I thought, okay, Kathy, you got to drop it at this point. Like, now you see, she's let you know who she is. So just avoid her. Stop. Now this is sort of on Kathy for getting back in. And she goes, you know, and then she goes, look, when he came up to my bedroom and comforted me, I thought we're friends. I was just trying to share how it all went. She's sort of like a fragile bird. She's like a little bird that's like, I don't know. I was just trying to share friend to friend about what happened. And then Kathy goes, our queen Kathy, our New Yorker queen goes, it's just a matter of being kind. Look, do you know the phrase don't kiss and tell? Well, guess what? I went out with Gary and he wants you to go home. How about that? That's just a little friendly advice. How does that feel for you? Zip it. And I was like, okay, well, that's a really mean analogy.
That was awful. That was so bully. It's such a bully move.
I was like, that was when she got really.
But also, I didn't get it. How did that correlate?
It didn't.
It didn't at all. It was like, what about this? He said you're a fat loser. Okay, he didn't say
but
you're a fat loser.
I wouldn't tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He said, your personality fucking sucks. Your little strapless dress is stupid. That he thinks he doesn't like your ass. He's a tit man. And he said that your FICO score is 210 and that all your kids fucking hate you. And that not only should you go home, you should exile yourself to an island in the Pacific and nobody can ever find you. That's
how
what
about
he said.
That?
How do you
how
like
about that?
If you're asking, I'm telling, zip it.
Okay, maybe he didn't say those words exactly, but it was basically that, Teresa.
All right.
He could have.
So now, Katie, to your point, you're right. Kathy crossed over.
Kathy did have a moment.
You know what?
Mean.
You're right. So you know what? Now that we're reasoning it out again, Katie, I'm with you.
And
you're right.
And like, I think it is stupid. Like, Teresa should just really leave her alone. But the way Teresa's going up to her is like not malicious. Like, she's trying to make it right.
She's trying to apologize, to connect.
Yeah. And I think she's like trying to connect to her and like be a friend. And
I think
Kathy,
ultimately, Kathy's just jealous.
I think so too, because obviously, like, he likes Teresa more. Like, Kathy doesn't have a chance. But
I do think Kathy has successfully ruined it for Teresa.
I don't know.
Like a lot of the leads, I think this is a man, a lot of the male leads, like Zach, there's been a few that do not like D-R-A-M-A, dreamy. Well, they don't like drama.
He likes to say a disturbance.
There's a disturbance.
There's been a disturbance.
There's a disturbance. Yeah.
The relationship has seen a disturbance. It's like, what? Just say you don't. Hey, just say you're not here for drama, Gary.
Yeah, I'm not here for the drama. It just feels. I actually think Kathy successfully poisoned it.
I think so too.
She did it. I actually think Teresa could have won, and that the poison of like, oh, this person brings drama. Now, I have to say, I actually do think she's a little fragile in a way that could have been dramatic in life.
I don't think she could have won. I think eventually what she says to Kathy, she's going to say to Jerry, and Jerry's going to pull out a handgun and blow his freaking brains out on month two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, I just, but just like how...
Just rein it in, just Teresa.
Like how she said it to, what's her name? Trista. Yeah, she can't stop. She has no game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's not... I don't think she's mean. I don't think she's malicious, Katie. I agree with all of it. Kathy was also out of line, but... I'm still team Kathy, but the Teresa moment then when she goes to Gary, it's Gary, right?
Yeah, Gary. It's spelled Jerry.
Oh, that's why Gary. I was like, wait, is it Jerry? It's Gary.
It's Gary.
And then she throws Kathy under the bus. I was like,
yeah,
you know, well, you know, that shit's going to come back around. We've seen 796.
Okay, so that's the thing. Okay. Yeah. So then Ellen goes to talk to him. She's wearing the earrings. He goes, I love your earrings. She goes, oh, I slept in them. I've never had such beautiful earrings. I haven't taken them off. Oh. And then he goes, you know what? He didn't say this. He said this to like a producer. I was talking to, this rocked his world. And he said it 15 times. And he's going to say it for the rest of the series. And I liked it. And Trista Ryan, she has not had this much like relevance in like, yeah. They keep wheeling her out. But this is the first time like she sparked something mm-hmm. to somebody. Mm-hmm. Where she goes, she said to me, stop looking for the woman you can live with and start looking for the woman you can't live without. Which is honestly great advice.
Great.
It's great advice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's. I was like, I've never heard that before. And I have to agree with Gary. That's great advice.
It's better than live, love, laugh.
It's better than it's wine o'clock somewhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. But both those look so good in my kitchen, just on the little. I sewed them just right.
Amazing.
Rosé all day. Okay.
Rosé all day. Rosé all day.
Rosé ice day.
It's true.
Four glasses of rosé and you're like, listen, Gary, it's better to live without than live with someone that you love without them.
Jerry, listen, it's better to have loved and
lost
loved
and loved rather than a hot tub on a stream on a RAV4.
Loose lips sink ships.
Zip it, Gary. Listen, Gary, you better zip it. So then Teresa pulls Gary aside. She's like, I want to talk to you. And then she's like, you know, it was just really hard. Like, does Kathy tell me to zip it? It was just like really hard. Someone here told me to zip it. He's like, I don't like this disturbance.
Someone told me to zip it.
And then she was like, can I talk to you for a second, Kathy? Someone brought to my attention that you said to zip it. She's like, hey, I'm not a villain here. I just came here looking for love. I'm not a villain, Gare. The Gare Bear, I'm not a villain. It's just me, Kathy. Who's asking? I'm asking. Zip it. You're telling. Asking. Zip it. You know the phrase, asking. Zip it? I'm not a villain here. We're all the seniors looking for love. Look, I'm giving it my best shot.
Oh my God, that's that is the best reenactment of that conversation.
That's a good one.
And then he gave the rose to Sandra. Mm. All right, anything final?
While she was in her lactose intolerant
except
deathbed?
This room.
What is happening?
No, we're not there. Oh no, didn't he? He gave it to her on the date. It was on the group date.
Yeah,
he gave it to her on the group date
because of her daughter's wedding.
That's everybody's right. Excited. We're not at ice cream yet. We're getting there.
Sorry.
It was incredible. Right.
If you skip your child's date for love, that was crazy. She's like,
you know what?
She's like, I'm doing something for myself, you stupid idiot. I'm not coming to your wedding.
Yeah. I was here for
she wasn't
it.
Even interested in calling her. Gary was like, we should call your daughter. And Sandra's like, really? You think so? Okay.
And then they had to figure out how to FaceTime, which I love.
Yes.
Very relatable. For it.
It made me think of my own mom. My own mom would be like, your wedding's on this day. That'll be tough for me to get into my schedule, but I'll try.
Yeah, totally. Oh, you think Willie Marine was a blushing father getting like, I can't wait to walk my precious baby girl down the
I could see my mom doing a simple, she'd be like, wrap it up while I'm walking down the aisle. Quickly.
When my ex asked permission from my dad, he was like, Mr. Marine, I love your daughter. I want to spend, he said two words and then passed the phone back to my mom. He goes, good luck, and then passed the phone back.
Oh my God. That's
anyway, we're all great, right?
How you get into
we all turned out fine. Right. Come on,
we all turned out okay, so right? Things were all right, right? Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah,
I need a sexual timeout.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Okay, and we're on the date. Did anybody else feel like, I'm like, I appreciate that they're not belittling these people. I appreciate that they're like, you can drive on a highway with no lights on at night and it's convertible. Yeah. But then we're going to throw them on an ATV? I felt a little bit like, and he's flying. And well,
Arden, there was only one lane and it was daylight.
Katie, did you feel protective of the ATV?
No, but I hated the fact that they made him drive on the freeway. Like that really, that was, like when my family comes to town, I don't have them drive. I drive their car everywhere.
They at do night, not on the 405.
I love
they,
that.
No, they had him. It must have because he was in like they're in Calabasas. That Calabasas. Is in Sun Valley, so that is far. That is like the 101 to the 5 or the 118. All of those freeways.
I love
suck.
You. When he kept being like, I've never driven in a California freeway before.
No.
He was right. And then they didn't give him, they had like no seat belts. No.
I mean, an old car, a convertible. Like.
And her hair was whipping. And that's where our girl Teresa, she actually read the room right for once. And mm-hmm. she put her hand on the arm. She actually got it right. This is before it all, before Team Askin, who's telling Teresa.
Notice they haven't.
Flash mob, you're out. Zip it.
Notice they haven't had him drive on any more freeways. It was a terrible
idea. Did anybody worry about the
ATV?
I feel like
the ATV didn't bother me as much. Those things are meant to go like that. The California freeways, like when my family comes here and they see the freeways, they're just like, I'm not driving on this shit. Like,
okay.
They just hand me the keys. They're like, you're driving because they're terrified.
He and Prince's Dancer, they're going on the lady who couldn't roll with not getting the jacket. She wanted that fucking, she didn't want to be 80s. She wanted to be a hippie. Everybody wanted to be the hippie. Too bad you're not the hippie. April's the hippie. So then they're going ATV and it was too fast. He was going too fast for her. And he kept looking back and she was a little scared. She was trying to hold her head high. And then he felt protective of her. And he was like, after you, m'lady. And I was like, that's actually a guy reading the room.
Yep.
He was having fun. He's like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. She's not enjoying this. Let me let my queen pass me. Here for it. And then she felt safe. And then afterwards, she was like, look, Gare, I got a bad picker. I've been married twice. I pick bad guys. I've been alone for 23 years. I'm a single mom. But you made me feel safe. And you made me feel safe and cared for. And there's always been a list of attributes that I want. And I feel like you embody them all. And I wouldn't have stayed if it wasn't you. And then, she rode behind him and wrapped her arms around and held him tight. He said, I'm here because of you. And he goes, that means so much. And they kissed and he seemed horny. Mm-hmm. That was a horny kiss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a horny kiss.
It was a horny
Foley.
Kiss. Yeah.
Listen,
talk to me about the horny kiss.
She's hot. She's a good looking woman. And those dance moves, I was like, yes. Like, she's a catch.
Yeah, she's hot.
My only concern is that I don't know if they're a good match. I like her. Yeah. I like her story.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's very relatable. But, you know, picking a couple, I'm sure after a second divorce, you lose your confidence. Yeah. I just really like her. I'm like, I could be friends with her, like, in 2 seconds. She's fun. I just, like, the Indiana house by the lake. Like, I don't know about the compatibility there. I think she's going all the way.
You think she's going to win?
No, I don't know if she's
going
to win.
She's definitely going to fantasy.
But I think she's going to fantasy suites. She might be top two.
Type.
You know, I think it's like Ellen and then maybe a battle between Faith and Leslie. But Leslie, I think, is going very far.
I agree with you. Well, so then he says, the feeling I have is with a warm, affectionate closeness. I love the way you look at me. Well, the rest of the world just falls away. And then they get in the hot tub and we find out that our fucking stud, our fucking sugar zaddy, has a tattoo, a giant lion tattoo. And they kiss and kiss and kiss in the hot tub. And she says, I'm going to do everything I can to be with Gary. Rob, talk to me about the tattoo, the kiss, the horny Gary, your thought about how far Leslie's going to make it. Talk to us.
I have to say, when I watch the normal Bachelor, when there's kissing scenes, I feel wildly uncomfortable, you know? And when his kissing scenes, I'm like, okay, I'm in. I'm 100% in. He was like it.
You're here for
it. He was horny and I was good with it. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I do agree with Aaron. I feel like, you know, there's something like what he has with Ellen. What's cool about it is that Ellen's like, I haven't felt this way in a long time. I get the feeling lots of people fall in love with Leslie. I feel like, like you said, she's really pretty. She's what? She's 64. So she's younger than him. I just don't know if, I don't know.
I'm going to remind the group, and I'm going to just throw this out there, whoever wants to take it. Last week, or whenever they did the competition, and she danced, and she went a little too sexy, and then she was like, no one will ever pick me for me. I think maybe, and I could be reading into this, but guys have maybe she's the girl that you have fun with, but you don't marry. Like, you know what I mean? That, like, if she's led, she's a dancer, she danced with Prince, like, he's definitely horny for her, and I hope, for her sake, then it, like, she's very lovable. She's like, I wonder when she says bad picker, rather than the falling in love, I wonder if she's let these guys, or not let, but like perhaps she's been drawn to guys that didn't necessarily value the softer side of her or the warm side of her, but maybe were like, oh, you're hot and sexy, like, but maybe didn't treat her well.
Right.
And here's a gentleman who's treating her with respect. But I did feel like there's been a few moments where Gary was like, oh, you're a party girl, you're a fun girl. Like, it would be interesting to see if he would let himself actually go all the way and go home with somebody that's not an Ellen.
He
could add in, like, yeah, I'm super attracted to her and I love her. Like, that would be an interesting thing to see.
Yeah.
Katie, Dr. Banana, how do you guys feel about this?
Yeah, first, can I actually just talk about his tattoo?
Yeah.
Please.
What sparked the most joy.
Please.
first of all, Gary with a tattoo. And also, notice how faded the tattoo was.
He got that a while ago.
That's potentially like a 40 to 50 year old tattoo, which I thought was
I wonder if he was in the service.
It was like a tiger, was it a lion? It was a lion.
My ex was in the service and he got a tattoo. I feel like guys get tattoos and that, like, when they're with their other buddies and they're like overseas. Like, I wonder if he went and got a tattoo. I don't know. I just wonder if he was ever in the service and went and got a tattoo.
You can have the lion, you can have the cross. I got mom with a heart. Yeah, take the lion.
He's a real...
Exactly. You could have the eagle. You could have Yosemite Sam.
I got the American flag.
Eagle, Yosemite Sam, USA, or the lion. You get the lion. Katie, do you think he would allow himself do you think he's going to end up with, like, a sweetie patiti, or do you think he's going to allow himself to end up with somebody that he's super horny for?
Well, I actually think Leslie's sweet. I mean, she's...
But that's what I think so, too.
Okay.
I'm saying... Like, if he has...
Oh, is he going to...
He was talking...
with
like,
his dick?
He was talking to her at first, like, oh, you're bad. Like, yeah. I hope he allows himself to like, integrate all of it. Like, integrate, like, the sexiness and the warmth.
I don't think he'll think fully with his dick. Because, I mean, he... I don't know. I was a little worried about that because I was like, honestly, his late wife is probably the only person he's had sex with.
Right. Because
they met in, like, when they were 12
high school,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild how many people have been with people since they were like 13.
Yeah. And so I worried he would just be like, oh, I can have sex
with
other
people.
They're
all going to war.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to choose someone that he connects with more, like on an emotional level.
I don't think it's Leslie.
I don't think it's Leslie either.
I think she, I feel like it's Faith or Ellen.
I think Ellen, I don't know. I feel like he really liked Leslie. I thought that date went really well. And I felt like there's a good balance of like, oh, he's horny for her, but he also just likes her as a person.
Me too.
And she seemed really sweet. Like, I don't know. I thought the date was really great. And I thought, I think she's going to go far.
She's going to go far.
I
just don't know. I don't see them as like forever or for the next 30 years, people together. I don't know why. I just see him more with someone like Ellen.
She's top three.
I'm afraid he's going to end up with Teresa because I just like, I don't know why. No. I just like don't like it.
No.
It's just like.
He keeps giving her the last place rose though. I don't think you would if you really liked that person.
He doesn't like the drama.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think he seems good with Sandra too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And they're both fit.
They
and
seem
like
compatible.
Active.
Yeah,
they
would be fun. They would have fun.
Okay, so any final thoughts? Before we keep okay, so meanwhile back at the ranch, the gals are playing Never Have I Ever with pints of ice cream.
The best. Normally, this is so genius. It's so genius.
It's so good because normally people do it with shots, but people did it with pints of ice cream. And all of them are chowing down. Never Have I Ever. Okay, so it's so fun. April's kissed another woman's husband. April and Sandra have had sex in the workplace. Sandra and her husband had sex everywhere. Basically, Kathy's the only one that did nothing. And she's like, well, she was shocked.
Yeah.
Again, I want to put a tiny cowgirl hat on her and have her mouth agape like she was when Leslie was dancing at the talent show.
She's like, these women have done that April. Yeah. She's done everything.
Little April's done everything. And so Sandra's like, I really shouldn't eat this because it's going to do a number on my stomach. And then later on at the cocktail party, lo and behold, April is like so fucking sick she can't come to the cocktail party. It's from the ice cream, right?
Yeah, she's lactose intolerant. She's lactose intolerant.
They said her stomach was upset. Yeah,
she was shitting her pants.
They have very good vegan ice cream out there, people. Like,
I know.
Oh, believe me. The aluminum is delicious.
As she was doing the game, she was like, and the thing is, I'm lactose intolerant. You could see her during the game, too. She starts to fade. She's still eating it, too. She's like, yeah, I've done it. I've done it on the coffee machine. You know what I mean? She's like taking it.
Yeah. She was doing it.
Yeah.
She was vegan a good ice sport. Cream girl.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. She was just getting she just out of her seat a little bit more because the gas was starting to build.
She was just being a good sport. Yeah. She was just good sport-ite. She was just going with the flow.
Look, sometimes you want to party with your girls.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You say, what
you know
the fuck?
What? You'll deal with the consequences later when you're in your deathbed being like, sorry, Gary, the gas is just too much.
I like the ice cream deathbed. It felt like rocketing with diarrhea off her bottom bunk.
He just brought her a rose to hold. Yeah. I was like, what is this, her wake? What is happening here?
It was so good.
She's like, this is great, but could you get me some Depends? Get me something that I can use for. Rose isn't going to clean up what's happening in the sheets.
Could you also believe that they wheeled out the hot tub to the field? That dirty old hot tub that has seen so much action.
Yeah.
Has it been like April doing her sage cleansing at the end? Like, could somebody sage that fucking hot tub?
Wait, everyone being like,
oh my god, there was so much smoke.
Amazing.
There was so much smoke when she did it.
This is the greatest show
it's
ever.
So great. It really is the greatest show. The Never Have I Ever with a group of women who have lived. It's a great
play. With ice cream. But ice cream.
Totally with ice cream. And that's where that game is interesting. Yeah. Teenagers, it's boring. You know what I mean? But like these women have lived. I like that juiced up Kris Jenner. What's her name?
Susan Jenner.
They're like, have you been with a woman? And she was like, yeah.
She's like, I've been a hairdresser for 45 years. What do you think?
Oh, my God. And I like Kathy going, if it doesn't work out with Gary, I'm going home with Susan Jenner.
I know. Also, Kathy being like, what the heck? Oh, I got a lot of catching up to do.
I like that all these women have been just like banging. Like, they're like, yeah, I made out with a woman. Yeah, I made out with somebody's husband. Yeah, I did it at work.
How about April? She was like in the car. She's like on the windshield.
Oh, yeah. On the steering wheel.
That's when I was like, oh, now I like April. That's when I was like, I like April.
The women all seem to, and even watching their amusement, watching April, if my mom had lived with a woman running around saging the house and actually liked her and wasn't talking shit about her, that's what made me think they actually liked, because this is not a house filled of like, let's do a house cleansing, ladies. This is like practical ask, and like, they all seem kind of tickled by April, that I was like, she was like a sweetheart.
And it's a generational thing too. Like we were talking about, like all of this, I'm sure that the wheeling out the hot tub, they probably were like, this is great, a hot tub in the middle of a field.
So cute.
Someone's saging the house. Well, that's kind of fun. You know what I mean? There's that element.
Think about picturing, if they do a bachelorette, picturing all the old men and the bromances. That'll, how cute the bromances will be.
Yes, that'll be great.
And you know,
so cute.
Sorry to jump in. When you said bromance, that's, it's like when there's the Bachelor season, I get incredibly in my body nervous when it's just all the women, because I get protective of women. Yeah. You want them to behave at this level, and it always goes crappy, and there's catty and it's petty. And it's just like all these dumb stereotypes that people are like, well, women are like this, right? And then you see that play out and it's horrifying. So I always relax more when it's a bachelorette, because it's just like, it's just like a pack of random dudes, whatever. But in this case, it's the opposite. It's like these women are like, listen, I like him and I want him to find love, but I'm so engaged with these women and their friendships. And they're like, you know, you have moments of them calling each other out, but like, I think they're all going to go home and like be friends and learn from each other. And like,
they're going on trips together.
Yeah, it's great.
They're having the time of their lives. Yes. They're going to date, and they're going to be on the local news.
Yeah.
You know, like, they are stars, and like, they're all going to be best. The only people that have had beef were Kathy and Teresa. That's it.
And you know, the beef was like,
but we're all so straight. We're also still great friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. They're going to be fine.
So cute. Okay.
Kathy, like April, you want to go on a weekend to Vegas with, and Kathy, like, if you're in a pickle, you want Kathy. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Cause remember, Kathy was the one that's like, I'll kill the bug.
Yeah. Like,
I got it.
She's got it. Yeah. She's got it.
She's got it.
Here's a question.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, yeah. Yes, Rob.
Real quick question. Is there going to be a bachelorette tell-all?
I hope so.
A women tell-all? Hosted by Askin?
Oh, my God. Askin. Sponsored by Askin. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the rose ceremony, tweet of the weeks, and reviews.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
And we're back.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
So we're at the cocktail party. Can we also again just give it another shout out? These women are in gowns, midday, broad daylight, full fucking gowns. Like they really, Giovanni.
They started Giovanni, that rose ceremony at 3 p.m.
Like, oh, at the latest. It was early bird special. They were all. So he pulls Susan Jenner aside, and she's in a fabulous hot pink, like Halston jumpsuit, like a palazzo pant jumpsuit with like a 1970s Cher hot pink palazzo pant jumpsuit. And he's like, I got something for you, Susan. It's a rose quartz. It symbolizes empathy and strength, two qualities that remind me of Tony. Now, she looks like Tony. She looks like Tony. And these are good qualities and they are special. And then they kiss. It didn't feel quite as natural as some of the other kisses, but I was still so happy for Susan Jenner, who's a professional wedding officiant. If anybody has
even,
a wedding,
I don't even know what that meant.
I mean, don't you want Susan Jenner to officiate your wedding?
Absolutely. Wedding? I just want her to like, I want to go grocery shopping with her and just her talk me through the aisles. I just want to hang out with her.
I love, she's so, we thought she was going to, we picked her as the villain and she's so
she's
cool.
She's a dream. I want to know her.
But
I love
didn't
her.
This feel out
oh my
of left
God,
field, we, though? Did, were that? You, were well, you guys yes, surprised by that moment?
Well, yeah, I was like, did I miss something?
Every time they get together, there seems to be, like, they have, you know, they don't show their conversations very often, but, like, every time they, like, we have seen them together, it's felt very warm and, like, comfortable. Yes. Like, she'd be like, oh, I'll make you this food. I love to cook. Like,
yes.
It feels like he finds comfort in her more than anything.
Mm. I think she really reminds him of Tony.
I think so.
Which isn't great, though.
And I think, I know, you know, which I think is sort of like, I want to give you this because I like you and I like having you around. Mm-hmm. You're not going to win, but I want you to know that I'm comforted by your presence. Mm-hmm. And like, even if you leave here, I want you to know that I see you and I appreciate you.
And maybe one day I'll reach out for a threesome. You never know.
Because I know that you're game. Yeah. Did they talk about threesomes or no? I can't remember.
No, just because she's hooked up with a woman before. I think Susan Jenner might show up later on.
Oh, yeah, she's game. Here for that.
Yeah, you, so then, you, me, and a couple of gals.
Oh, yeah.
And then April's like, so I'm a gal.
Yeah, exactly. And she's just like a tiny little thing. You just throw her on the top. So then,
just throw her on the pile.
Kathy wants a kiss. And so then she goes out and Susan comes out. Susan comes out and Kathy does it to herself. Don't go, what's that? It's a present. What is it? Oh, it's a rose. Like, don't ask. Like, he said it reminded him, but like, don't ask if you don't want to know. Like, why do that to yourself? Why go, oh, because you know she's going to spin out because she sees that Gary gave her a present. I don't want to know if I'm.
She's got
Kathy.
One speed. Kathy's got one speed. You know, she's not going to change. She's going to get up in there and then be disappointed every time and keep doing it again and again.
She's asking. And then she's. Yeah. She regrets asking. She should have been asking.
She'll do it again.
She regrets. She's going to do it. She's Kathy.
Be Kathy. Be Kathy.
It's who I am.
She's the K in asking. Yeah. So I'm going to keep on asking. So then Ellen goes, you know what? I'm going to do it. I just got to tell him. It's scary, but today, you know, it's now or never. Gary, by the way, we need to do a live show with all of these women.
Yes.
I bet a lot of them live in Long Island or New Jersey.
Or Florida.
I bet we could do a Bell House. Yeah. I bet they all have a lot of them have relatives in the New York area, New Jersey area. Yeah. I bet we could do a Bell House show with the Golden Bachelor lady.
I will fly in for any of this.
These are all East Coast gals for sure, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Just I'm gonna get based on their accents.
People, but they're all gone now.
I'm going to get on this.
There's no California people left.
No. I'm going to fucking figure this. We need to do a live show with like these gals and Wells.
Yeah.
Okay. The tape at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, like, then we go out to eat at 4:45.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
By the way, gladly. So happily. Then Ellen goes, it's hard. It's hard getting it older. Falling in love again. But I got to tell him. And she goes, you brought out a spark in me that I didn't know that I needed. I'm happy. I feel seen. And I want to take a leap of faith. And I want to tell you, I am falling in love with you, Gary, and it is really hard. And they kiss, and he goes, I'm at the same place. And she goes, he says, to hear her say this made me think of the last time someone said this to me, and it was my wife, Tony, of 43 years, tears, when I lost Tony. And I thought it ended, and I was never seeing it again. But I am having feelings, and I am having things are opening up, and I feel like I just met the love of my life for the first time. And she got the first rose at the ceremony. Wow.
Arden Marine in The Golden Bachelor. That's a one-woman staged reading. I love all of your impressions of all these people. They're so spot on. I love it so much.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Arden Marine is the Golden Bachelor.
Is the Golden Bachelor. I loved that scene. I love when she kisses him and she was like, again. Again. They do the again. Little smooches.
Again. Again. And then we see in the preview, we hear him say, I told you before. She goes, I told you I was falling in love with you. I am now in love with you. And he goes, I'm in the same place. You're my girl.
You're my girl.
You're my girl.
He whispers in her ear.
But then we see him going, this is worse.
Freaks
this
out.
Is a close second to when I lost Tony. I need to leave here now.
You know why?
Yeah, we get a classic.
You know what the inside
I'm
scoop
done.
Is?
What?
What?
Kathy kills Teresa. And he is so upset that a murder happened on his season. And he's like, I got to get out of here.
I gotta get out of here. I'm an accessory. I gotta go.
And Kathy killed Teresa with the quartz that he gave
to Susan Jenner.
The murder weapon. So he's a person of interest.
Okay, I'm gonna say it was Kathy. It was Kathy in the ballroom with the rose quartz to Teresa from Susan Jenner's rose quartz. Okay.
He's like, I never liked the game of Clue. Tony and I never liked Clue.
I know.
I gotta get out of here.
I need to get out of here. Meanwhile, our gorgeous Nancy, who freaked the fuck out when she put the bridal dress on.
Yeah.
Who I think was never quite fully ready to be here. Gorgeous lady. Gorgeous. She was a widow since she was in her 40s.
Yeah.
And has seemed to not quite rebounded yet. Mm-hmm. She's just not there. And she's not, look, it takes what it takes. As a frequent flyer on Grief Island, I can tell you, it takes what it takes. So don't, whatever. Everybody's process is different. Maybe you need to start a podcast about a reality dating show, Nancy. This is gonna get you through. So then she goes, well, looks like you narrowed it down. And it seems like I'm not in the group that you narrowed down. I do have a stress fracture. And he goes, well, I'm not going to dispute that.
Best of luck.
Good luck. Off you go. Bye-bye. The end in Askin.
I mean.
Meanwhile, it wasn't a good night for the Askin ceremony. The Askin group is getting broken up. So he goes again, I want to find a woman I cannot live without. The ladies are sobbing. Gary is sobbing. He cuts April and Kathy. So we've lost April, Kathy, and Nancy from the Askin group. It's down to just Sandra. Who?
Askin is, yeah. Who's from Askin is still here?
Who's the S? Who's the S?
Susan?
S is Susan.
Susan.
Or Sandra.
Susan Jenner.
No, Susan. It's S. A is
April, Susan,
April,
Kathy, Nancy.
Susan, Kathy, Nancy. Kathy. Yeah.
Now, and then there was one, and that was Susan Jenner from Askin.
Wow.
It was a tough night at the Rose.
He wasn't
tough
Askin. Night in the,
it wasn't Askin, and they weren't telling.
They weren't telling.
No, he didn't care.
And then Nancy was just like, I'm going to go.
And then Kathy, as she's leaving, goes, look, I'm going to find love. Who can say no to this? Who and then she did no a big this. Hand flash like a magician up and down her body. Who can say no to this? And then everybody loved little April. They called her a sprite. And that was the end of the episode. I want you guys to think for a second while I pull up the tweets. I'm going to read some reviews. Oh, we got so many reviews. Guys, we're up to 2,409. What do we want to try for the end of the year? 2,600? We can get that by the end of the year.
Yeah.
If people go on their Apple podcast, so you just slide down and then you click rate and review. We had one hater review, which I'm not even going to read. They called me chaotic. Boo, P.U. You're chaotic. That's, I've spoken. They said, I can't focus and people haven't seen the show. Like, well, guess what? The Golden Bachelor is new. So there you go. All right, here we go. 5 stars. C Fox SD, Fave Bachelor Pod. Love the show. Y'all make me laugh out loud. Extra fun because I went to high school with one of the fabulous producers. Thanks for being champions as one of your friends. C Fox SD. Do you know who that is?
I don't think
it's
so.
Weird that they didn't say, like, which one.
Yeah, well, one of your friends is really nice.
Which one?
Well, shout out. Don't know which
okay.
one.
Okay. Here's one. 5 stars, and it cuts off the full title, but it's from Butterball, the only Bachelor podcast you need or something. I'm a longtime Bachelor fan and listened to Arden's podcast for a couple years now. There are a lot of bad Bachelor podcasts out there, and I'm telling you, oh, this is the one you need in your life right Aww. Now. So stop reading these reviews and make the best decision y'all made all year. Turn on an episode right meow. Listening to Arden and friends each week feels like just gabbing about the show with your own friends. Listening always picks me up and it's a highlight of my week. My only request for Arden and friends, I miss the guest intro songs. Bring them back, please. 5 stars. People got mad because it was so long.
Also, we just kept having to make new songs.
Yeah, because there's so many people got mad. Oh my God. 5 stars. Love this pod from Leanne Payne. This podcast makes me keep watching The Bachelor or BFP so I can laugh alongside Arden, Dr. Banana, Katie, and friends every week. And there's so many more nice reviews that I'm going to read on the next podcast, but we really appreciate, I read all of them and I'm going to get to the ones if I haven't read it. And we really appreciate all of them. They mean a lot. You can also email us. This is from Natalie Levy or Levy, if I'm pronouncing wrong, my apology. Okay, the title is Poo Baby Details. This is for Bachelor Paradise. I delivered a poo baby once. But long story short, too much fiber and not enough water or hydration resulted in an impossible normal delivery. You can't go the route of drastic relief via colonic, but need to use a stool softener and then rubber gloves. An enema is part of the delivery and cleanse, but you have to pair with a softener and plan for manual procedure too. Also, relax the hell out of your butt, warm bath, etc., and the butthole really can widen. Okay, there you go. If you need to handle it at home, you can also have them help at the ER. How about that? That's how you deal with the poo baby. For those of you not watching Bachelor in Paradise, that was a big plot line this week. So there we go. All right, let's go do Tweet of the Week. All right, I'm going to ask you guys, who do you think the top three are before we get to our Tweet of the Week? Okay, Rob, in order. No, Katie can go first. Katie's ready. Katie, in order. 3-1. And our second runner-up is?
I think Teresa will be third.
Okay.
And then I think Leslie.
Okay.
And then I think he's going to choose Ellen. I hope he chooses Ellen. I don't know. I feel like I'm going with who I want him to choose.
I want him to choose Ellen too.
I do too, but I for me it's kind of honestly a tie right now between Ellen and Leslie.
Okay.
But
okay.
I feel like it might be Ellen.
Okay. Robbie BB.
Okay. Coming in third is Sandra.
Okay.
I think Sandra and he have a connection. She can just stay off the dairy. And then second's going to be Leslie.
Yeah.
And Ellen, I think, is going to be the top choice.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm concerned when I hear them edit in, "You're my girl," it makes me think he's going to say it to her and she's not going to win. Erin Foley, yeah. Top three.
I'm doing Faith. Okay. Number three, Leslie, two. Or, no, I'm sorry. Faith, three.
Three.
Heartbreak Ellen 2. And I think he picks Leslie.
Wow.
I think he might. Okay. And I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Dr. BBBs.
I think Ellen wins. And then I'm going to say, yeah, Leslie and then Sandra.
Okay. I'm going to go number three. Number three, Leslie, because he wants to bring her to the fantasy suite and he's attracted to her. And I'm going to say number two, Heartbreak Ellen, Heartbreak Kid. After he says, you're my girl, I think the combo of horniness and Ellen is going to be Faith, who he gave the first impression rose to.
Faith.
I think Faith with that guitar and that like eye lock. And I fear we might have a Jed dog food jingle on our hands where she came in with her guitar. Ooh. She's a morning DJ. She came in real hot. Oh. And I that's the only one I have concerns about. I'm concerned she busted out the guitar too early, too quickly when he complimented her. She's still a morning DJ. And I fear he will pick the one person that was there hoping to get a record deal.
Oh, gosh, I hope that's wrong.
Oh, I hope that's wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about her character, and I hope I'm wrong about who he picks.
Mm. Fresh take, though. I like the take.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. I'm very excited.
I know. I can't wait. I don't know how many more weeks it is, but
question.
I'm here for it.
I think we're halfway.
If they do a Golden Bachelorette, who do you think the Bachelorette will be?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll let you start with it.
Honestly, I was thinking maybe like Joan had a chance because she like had like sort of a devastating sort of like have to be like, sorry, Gary, Jerry, we made a connection, but I have to go.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But she's not fun.
She's not fun.
She's not fun.
That's
okay,
true.
Erin, who do you think is going to be the Bachelor?
Well, in a huge turn of events from the opinion I started out with and to hearing all my wise people, I think April would be a fun Bachelorette.
I wouldn't give it to her. Unfortunately, I don't think they would give it to her. She's too sexy. She's too like sort of like I had an affair with Frankie Valli, but there's really dark aspects of it that we don't really want to get into. I think she might be a slightly too much because, you know, they do like to have someone that's fun, but also like bland enough that there's not enough, you know, they don't want too much coming out of you, you know, which is why Joey is so
Leslie
good because
be
he's just sort of like
Leslie would be fun.
But even Leslie's kind of dark in a way. Have you noticed that? Leslie has a darkness to her.
Yeah. She does have a darkness.
Yeah, she does.
She survived two
marriages. When she couldn't roll with not getting that jacket, I was nervous.
Yeah. Ooh, what about Nancy?
She was too depressed. She was true. She wasn't done grieving.
But she's good because she's had a widow. She's been widowed for so long, kind of. I don't know.
Okay,
Kathy?
Here we go.
Should we give it to Kathy?
I mean, Kathy would be amazing.
Kathy would be amazing.
Okay, here we go.
I don't like any of them. refill them all.
Next.
Redo.
Are you guys ready to give out away Tweet of the Week and a sleep crown?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Erin, do you have a sleep crown?
No, but I'm a terrible sleeper and I need to get one. I've never tried it.
Oh,
I gotta write this down.
I travel with it.
Okay.
I travel with it. So if you go to sleepcrown.com /WYATR and you put in code GOLDEN, there's discount. I like the travel one personally.
Okay.
But I like them both because that way you can travel with it.
All right, I'm on it.
You can roll it up into a little ball.
I'm on it.
Okay. Oh, I there were so many good tweets. And Dr. Banana, let people know how they can participate. And if you win, email us your mailing address. So the good queen, Juliet Sleep Crown, could send you your sleep crown. Our email is rosepodcast@gmail.com. How can people tweet?
You can just at me on Twitter at Anna Hosnier, or you can at me on Threads at Selling Hosnier, which is just my Instagram handle.
And you just put on for Twitter, I'm not on Threads, but on X, put at Arden Marine, MYRIN.
And then hashtag WYATR.
Okay, are you guys ready? Here we go. Lavender Haze at purple_haze. I really hope this mysterious paradise wedding has Susan Jenner as the officiant.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Number two, we have Sarah Cantor at Much Ado B. Who's asking now? Wait, I guess who's S'ing now? R.I.P. Aspen.
Ew.
It's good.
Sarah Cantor, OMG, Gary is a tatty daddy. Maybe he could compete with Prince for Leslie's affections. Okay, here we go. Erica at Erica 34 viewer. Imagine Kathy at her grandkids' soccer games yelling at 7-year-olds on the field. Hey, goalie, zip it. I'm watching you. Okay. This is Erica. I didn't realize I was so excited for Golden Bachelor Hometowns. I can't wait to see their sons interrogate sweet little Gary.
I know. I thought about that. Like,
it's going to be so weird. Teresa Martinez at the real Teresa at Ma. I feel so bad for Gary having to choose one woman and all these lovely women losing their chance at love. Can we just change the show to Sister Wives?
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, and we'll do two more. Let's see, two more. Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary at the Rose Ceremony. Call me George Michael because I gotta have faith. let's see. Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Mad respect for Sandra, who is willing to suffer through some weapons-grade Rhea from that ice cream just to admit she knocked boots at her place of work. Okay, top two. I kind of like Gotta Have Faith.
Yeah, and the last one.
And Kathy okay, at great. Soccer, though. Kathy at soccer is good.
Okay. All right. We'll do Kathy at soccer and Gotta Have Faith. Okay. Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary at the Rose Ceremony. Call me George Michael because I gotta have faith. Or here we go. Erica at Erica 34 viewer. Imagining Kathy at her grandkids' soccer games yelling at 7-year-olds on the field. Hey, goalie, zip it. I'm watching you. Zip it, I'm watching you, or gotta have faith. Robbie B.
I'm going to go gotta have faith.
Erin Foley.
I have to stick with my girl Kathy in the soccer, but also big props to the use of the word Rhea in a tweet.
Katie Levine, gotta have faith or zip it?
Gotta have faith.
Okay, Dr. Beebe's.
I'm going to go with zip it.
Okay.
Ooh, we're tied to Arden.
Okay, let me just look at them both 1 second. Let me just eyeball them. I'm going to go loose ass at Sir Weird Al. Gary at the Rose Ceremony, call me George Michael because I got to have faith. You won yourself a sleep crown. Erin Foley, what would you like to promote?
Well,
YouTube, your YouTube channel.
Yep, that's coming along. I think maybe just that I started posting more stand up on Instagram. So go over there, and then I'll promote more stuff from there because I'm like kind of in between everything. I don't even know what it's called. I think it's Erin Foley. Oh, it's Erin K. Foley on Instagram.
Erin K. Foley. Nobody's funnier than Erin Foley. She's the top of the top of the top of the top. Robbie Beebe's, what would you like to promote?
Until the strike is over, doing a lot of conventions and playing with the band. We're playing in Atlanta at Eddie's Attic.
That's fun.
On November 2nd. And then I'll be in Jacksonville at a Supernatural convention. And I guess you can find all that stuff on loudenswain.com, which is the name of my band, loudenswain.com.
Nice.
I have three live shows coming up. The first one, it says that it's sold out, but I know that because there was an accident at Union Hall for our September show, a lot of our tickets got transferred to this one. So I think I know of a bunch of people who can't use the tickets that they have. So if you want to come, just come and just get in line early. I have a feeling a lot of people will get in. So this Friday night at Union Hall in Brooklyn, me and Brian Safi and... Cola Scola is going to be there and Tammy Stager. It's going to be great. We're doing No Autographs, Please. And then we're doing another one Friday, November 17th. You can go to unionhallny.com. Our new friend from the podcast, Jordan Carlos, is going to be there. So is Joe Firestone and also Sydney Washington, who's hilarious. And then... December 6th in Los Angeles, we're doing a live show at the Elysian. We're doing No Autographs, Please at the Elysian. So there's three live ones coming up. And then we also have our Paradise podcast coming up. And then we have our Patreon where we're breaking down Southern Charm, which is spectacular this season. Katie Levine, what would you like to promote?
As always, please adopt or foster a pet from your local shelter, especially here in Los Angeles. There are so many dogs that need homes, so please go to your local shelter and either adopt one or foster one if you can't adopt.
Dr. Babies, what would you like to promote?
I'm at Anna Hosnia, and I'm at on Twitter, I'm at Anna Hosnia, and on Instagram, I'm at Selling Hosnia. So yeah, keep tweeting at us every week.
Well, I just so appreciate all of you. Rob and Aaron, we missed you so much. And Dr. Banana and Katie, it was so fun to get to break down a Golden Bachelor with you. We like to try to mix it up coast to coast to get all the points of view. And I'll be back in LA in December.
Yay!
Yeah, for my party.
Yeah.
Anyway, my name is Arden Marie. Thank you all so much. Until next time, goodbye.
All up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.